Okay, I'm here with offensive coordinator Todd Haley. Todd, let's just take a quick look back at the game in Cincinnati. What did you like about the offense's performance?
Well, we obviously showed a bunch of grit and mental toughness when you're down and in a game and are able to come back on the road and find a way to win. You know, it's a testament to everybody's resolve. The unique thing is that with this group, never sensed any panic, you know, from anybody. You know, you could feel the confidence on the sideline that some way, somehow, we were going to get back in the game and give ourselves a chance to win, which we did. You know, I thought the end of the half, 2 minute, was critical to be able to get 3 points out of that.
More in a technical kind of thing rather than just talking about the resolve of some of the guys. When the offense does get off to a slow start, as it did in Cincinnati, and then comes out and plays much better in the second half, as it did in Cincinnati, what's usually the cause?
Execution. You know, in that case, it was third down. You know, we obviously had the turnover early, you know, it came down to us on third down, executing, protection, the entire, you know, entire gamut, you know, protection, execution, routes, throws, and we were able to do a much better job in the second half.
How's Chris Hubbard doing starting now for Marcus Gilbert?
He's been a great story, you know, and he has been since he got here. Just his versatility, you know, but now that he's had to step in and play against some of the teams that he has and play at a high level and give us a chance to win, I think it's really been impressive, a testament to him working, continuing to work, even though he may not have been a frontline guy. That was going into that Cincinnati game, I thought it was his biggest challenge because, you know, those are tough guys to block, specifically Dunlop, that Gil's always done a very good job against, and to do it on the road I thought was a tremendous job.
Who will you be looking for to step up with Juju being suspended for Sunday's game?
I think the whole group. You know, Justin Hunter will get a chance. Hebe, you know, will get some opportunities. Eli, obviously, will have to step up playing more snaps than he has in the last month or so. But he's done a very good job. He's done nothing but get better. You know, but the entire group will just have to step up and both run and pass, because Juju gave us such a physical element in the run game that those guys will have to hold that standard.
You've coached wide receivers in your coaching past. The blocking of the wide receivers, is it hard to get when those guys come into the NFL? Is it hard to get them to embrace that aspect of the game? And what makes guys good at it?
It all depends. Some guys enjoy it a lot more than others. The number one thing is just hold the standard that, you know, there are expectations there. I've always said receivers earn the right to make that ESPN play. You know, the one that everybody gets to see on TV. You know, there's 10 other guys getting the heck beat out of them to allow those plays to happen. So they got to do their part, and that involves in the run game. But as far as the other part of it, it's understanding, first of all, there's a number of different looks you can get on every play. You need to understand the big picture run, first of all, and then what your assignment is.
The Ravens, this Sunday's opponent, they currently lead the NFL with 29 takeaways. They also included in that number are 20 interceptions. That also leads the league. How are they generating all those interceptions?
Well, they got a bunch of guys that understand the scheme they're playing, number one. There's great unity amongst the defense. You can see it when you watch them. You know, they got a bunch of, you know, a number of really big-time leaders that are big-time players, starting with Suggs. But in the back end, Weddle's playing at a very high level. You can tell he's the quarterback of that group. And really, they're just playing together and understanding, you know, their specific calls. And when defenses do that, they usually are able to make good things happen.
Who's the Ravens' key guy in that front seven? Is it Suggs? He doesn't really play as much I mean, he's more of a situational guy, isn't he?
As long as he's out there, it'll be Suggs. I mean, he's just able to make such an impact, has such a great instincts and feel for the game. I mean, you see it down in and down out. You know, as long as he's out there, I think you gotta say he's the guy leading the troops.
Is the Ravens' defense, is it any different than it was October 1st? Has it evolved any since October 1st?
Yeah, there's always evolution. You know, we see subtle differences and some of the things they're doing from a pressure standpoint, some of the things they're doing on the back end from a coverage standpoint. But, you know, it's not a lot different than what you see. It's just understanding those little nuances and how things have subtly changed.